Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is, It is Finished. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless this ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Just thank God for this kind of program. It is finished. Without just parabolating and wasting the time, we know when somebody, or when we said, I finished the assignment given to me, or I accomplished what I think I want to do. Today's broadcast title, It is Finished, is a little bit more than the realm of physical mind. And just as we know that the kingdom of God does not rest on destiny, but on decision. And our destiny does not rest on what we know, but on faith. Faith. F-A-I-T-H. Also, I break it down to the extent that motion is not a progress. Why? Activities is not an achievement, too. By little logic, people are always trying to rely much on what they know or what an individual knows to pursue their destiny. But what happened in life is that many have frustrated destiny. It is finished. It's a three word. It is finished. Let me just read a story. It's a pessimistic story, but it's an old story of an ancient Chinese parable. The story tells of a hunter who went out to set traps with his son. The son of this hunter, despite all warnings by his father, set the traps on the road. Instead of waiting to follow his father to arrive in the forest. Soon, many people were caught in the traps, including the boy's mother and the sister. Next, love and truth and hope were caught. And finally, even the road fell into this trap. The world remained without a rope. After a long time, the father convinced his son to unlock the traps. The rod was so happy to be free, that it stretched out until the whole world became a road. You know, the ego of human being. The boy responded, "How beautiful is my road is now," he exclaimed. The road, hearing that someone claimed it as his possession, died. Since that time, there has been no road in the world. This story sounds pessimistic and sounds very hilarious because the olden days used some parable to bring reality from the myths. And I want you to know, because I want us to just get something from today's broadcast. A myth is not necessarily something unreal, but it's rather highest reality expressed in images and symbols arise from and appealing to the depths of human soul. Just like that story that I just told you. People think they can accomplish certain things based on their know-how. But alas, we are just pursuing an illusion. While it might look like there is no road in the world, but there is a road to God. And the Bible is his revelation, a map that must be read with careful attention to his word. This road cannot be claimed by anyone as mine. It is God only. It is finished. It is finished. Just like when something starts a beginning of an assignment, a task, before somebody can start, "I finish it," there must be a beginning and be able to get to the end of that road, which is termed like accomplished. I take an excerpt of the President of the United States of America in his speech on May 1st, 2003, on the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln at sea off the coast of San Diego, California. And that speech was titled "Mission Accomplished." The purpose of this, I just take part of it. I want us to compare what a mission accomplished by man and the one I'm talking about, God himself. I take some portion of it. "Today, we have the greater power to free a nation by breaking a dangerous and aggressive regime with new tactics and precision weapons. We can achieve military objectives without directing violence against civilians. No device of man can remove the tragedy from war. Yet, it is a great moral advance when the guilty have far more to fear from war than the innocent." In the images of celebrating Iraqis, we have also seen the ageless appeal of human freedom. Decades of lies and intimidation could not make the Iraqi people love their oppressors or desire their own enslavement. Men and women in every culture need liberty like they need food and water and air. Everywhere that freedom arrives, humanity rejoices. And everywhere that freedom steers, let tyranny, let tyrants, we have difficult work to do in Iraq. I just want you to be listening to what I'm writing. We are bringing order to part of that country that remain dangerous. We are pursuing and finding leaders of the whole regime. We will be held to account for their crimes. We begun the search for hidden chemical and the biological weapons and already known of hundreds of sites that will be investigated. We are helping to rebuild Iraq, where the dictator built palaces for himself instead of hospitals and schools. And we will stand with the new leaders of Iraq as they establish a government of, by, and for the Iraqi people. I will stop. This is part of the speech of a human, of a civilized leader. After a very calculated war of interest. You know, when we talk about God, we can just describe the love of God for human beings as an interest, though we cannot compare the love of God with love of humanity. In the speech I've just, part of the speech that I've just read to us, which was delivered by the President of the United States of America on May 2003. So that president, mission accomplished. But we are the witness today of how human mission can be accomplished, and the tactics and the way human beings can accomplish their own task. And in that story that I've just told us, the story of an ancient Chinese parable of the elder son that decided to set the trap on the road instead of waiting to get into the bush. And the irony of his decision and the description that I've just given us about the meat. Because when you talk about Bible to some people, they think it's just you are just thinking something of, about fancies, about fantasies of brain. But when you go into deep science and the wisdom of men too, everything human beings does comes from their own sense, from the myth too. It started from the doubt, the fictions, and until we are able to bring it into the reality. God created man in his own image. And because God loved to humanity, human beings voluntarily lost the power and the perfection God gave to human beings in the Garden of Eden. And that since the fall of human beings, there is no more road in this world. Every man just pursues their own illusions. But because of the love of God, because he created man in his own image, just like when I stand in front of my mirror, the image that I'm looking at is my own image. There is nothing I can do to just deny that image that I'm looking at. If I slap myself, it looks like I'm just slapping the image. I'm using this thing to describe the bond between God and human being. And God that started a task is the one that's in charge of the apostle too. He wanted to just reconcile man unto himself. And the work began. Just like the aim of war is either to liberate some oppressed. Human being task always struggle for freedom. But in God's task assignment, he wants us to struggle in freedom. He started from the beginning, from Abraham and some other stories until his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. We might liken Jesus to be a revolutionary, but you cannot compare Jesus revolutionary as human revolutionary. As you have just heard from that speech of the President of the United States that I just read, in a game of war, both parties see each other as their enemy, and they engage themselves. But when Jesus Christ came to this heart, he related with most sinful man, as well as the religious leader. He rebuked when it necessary. He embraced when necessary. He was the one that balanced everything into perfection, just to accomplish the divine interest of God, not based on human lies and illusion or interest. Not try to remove somebody that because of you are against him. He will preach that we should love our enemies. It is finished. Unlike human being war or peace, let's talk of peace. You've heard of many districts between nations. When this nation or there's a civil war within the country, they delegated a lot of arbitrators to just try to sign a peace treaty. After they declare that there is the hand to this war or this trouble. Because when we say it is finished, finished means this is the end of this task. Then we start a new phase. We are able to achieve what we are able to achieve. You are able to separate that impurity from the real metals. Now you can say this is what I want to happen, and it has happened. Jesus came, and after a while, human being, his creature, crucified him. And the Bible said in the book of John 19, verse 30, well, from verse 28, it said, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. I want you to just compare with the speech and just relate it to that story of ancient man. Because he thought by claiming the road, you think that is on road. Human being thought that because we are able to overpower somebody else. I can rule or I can bring peace. But in that ancient story, the road does not belong to any creature. The road died. The notion of accomplishment just turns to chaos again. Because no man has power. No creature has power to even bring peace to a fallen man. Just like he said in his speech, that no device of man can remove the tragedy from war. But you will see in Jesus Christ, there is no tragedy. Even it is only his own creature killing him. And then you see what human being wisdom said. Yet it is a great moral advance when the guilty are far more to fear from war than the innocent. The question is, who are the guilty and who are the innocent? Remember, this young man's answer was advised not to set the trap on the road, because if he does, he should remember that he has a sister, he has mother. He refused. Though it's a pessimism, it's just an allegory, but it's like a fiction too. But in that ancient parable, the boy refused the advice and the warning of his father. Just like man can just be advised, but because of egos of power, we think we can just bring peace than thinking that we accomplished our task. But the irony is that instead of bringing peace, there is trouble every time. There is hatred every time. Jesus' revolutionary is not about killing, but about bringing into life. He said, after Jesus knowing that all things were now accomplished, you find out that the human knowledge, knowing, is the opposite of their accomplishment. Jesus came and he died on the cross. And when he died, in fact, after he has known everything, the Bible said, he said, it is finished. It is finished. You know, when he said that, it is finished, then he accomplished the mission. He set human being free. But you must be able to voluntarily accept, receive, and accept the freedom. Not a freedom that has been imposed by somebody who does not know how you rule your house. But as a creator, he has set us free from the bondage of devil. And he has set us free because he broke the chains once and for all. He gave human beings illuminations. He now gave us power to have faith. He has finished, he has accomplished the task so that we might not finish with the devil's bandage. He accomplished what we cannot accomplish. Just like an ordinary citizen might not be able to free themselves from their dictators. But he came voluntarily as the one that created and the whole owner of everything. he pronounced the word, it is finished. The mission accomplished. It is now for you and me to take the freedom. Not never fight for freedom no more. Not struggle for freedom again. Because that aspect has been finished by God himself. Now it's now for us now to keep on enjoy in the freedom, enjoy in the peace that has been given unto us. It is true. There is a tragedy from war. It is true. It costs God a lot to set human being free. But that is the love of God that beyond every understanding. Therefore, I would like you to just think about that word of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross to let you know that when he said it is finished, it's not for us and for me to think we finished our race, but it has finished the task that we cannot accomplish. He has making a way for us that no one can claim, that no superpower can claim. It's not like a missile that somebody can fire, that you don't even have power over that missile that you have constructed by yourself. But it's in charge of everything. He finished. He set us free so that we might not finish. Thank you. And God bless you for listening to this, for tuning to this broadcast. See you in 2 weeks if Jesus tarry his second coming. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on April 28, 2013, on which the topic will be In the Valley of Trouble. At 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.